Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Odibe McDowell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Firmin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Buddy Black. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Nick Sasky. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jody Reed. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oilkin Boyd. And now, play ball. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McDowell hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McDowell. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Boggs moves to third. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Burks hits a pop-up beyond first. O'Brien can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Boggs scores. Barrett moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. O'Brien takes first base on ball four. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Snyder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Clark strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nick Asaski is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Asaski strikes out. 1 out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Firman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Firman takes first base on ball 4. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McDowell is 0-1 in the game. McDowell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brown is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Carter is 0-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gedman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Boggs is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Boggs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McDowell. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Reed goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Barrett is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Barrett bunts towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barrett for the out. Boggs moves to third. 1 out. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Burks is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Greenwell is 0-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boggs scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Rice is 0-1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Rice reaches second base with a double. Greenwell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Evans is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3-0. O'Brien is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Snyder is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Clark is 0-1 in the game. Clark hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Wes Gardner now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jacoby is 0-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Allenson is 0-1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Furman is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sasky is 0-1 in the game. Sasky hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gedman is 0-1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Reed is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Reed hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McDowell is 0-2 in the game. McDowell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brown is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carter is 0-2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Boggs is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boggs for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Barrett is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Burks is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. O'Brien is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Snyder is 2-2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Clark is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Clark reaches second base with a double. Snyder moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snyder tags and scores. Clark tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 6-4, Indians. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Keith Atherton now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nick Esaski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esaski is 0 for 2 in the game. Esaski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Furman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McDowell is 0 for 3 in the game. McDowell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Stanley now pitching. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gettman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gettman hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Heap pinch hits for Jody Reed. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Romero now playing shortstop. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Pete O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Gettman for a passed ball. Carter moves to second. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Snyder hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Carter scores. O'Brien moves to third. It's 7-4, Indians. Rob Murphy now pitching. Luis Medina pinch hits for Dave Clark. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Medina takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to second. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jacoby is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Brien scores. Snyder scores. Medina moves to second. It's 9-4, Indians. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Allenson is 0-3 in the game. Allenson strikes out. 1 out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. The ball gets by Gedman for a passed ball. Medina moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Furman is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Furman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sasky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Furman for the out. 2 outs. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McDowell is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sasky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDowell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Barrett is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Burks is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Greenwell is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Rice is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Barrett moves to third. Burks moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Evans is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sasky is 0-3 in the game. Sasky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brown is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carter is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1-1. O'Brien is 1-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Snyder is 3-4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter scores. O'Brien moves to second. It's 10-4, Indians. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Medina is 0-0 in the game. with a walk. Medina strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Evan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0-for-3 in the game. Gettman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-5, Indians. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McDowell. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Romero moves to third. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Burks is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Romero scores. Two outs. It's 10-6, Indians. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Greenwell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Greenwell hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.